Let's turn to Myanmar now, where the military government has freed hundreds of political prisoners. The junta has announced more than 5,500 people arrested or wanted over their roles in anti-coup protests will be freed in an amnesty on humanitarian grounds. But some activists say the release is a ploy by the ruling military to try to rebuild its international reputation after the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN, took the rare step of excluding the military's leader from its summit later this month. Dr. Tung Aung Swee is a representative for Myanmar's exiled government, National Unity Government, and joins us now from Sydney. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
What does the National Unity Government think of the military releasing these political prisoners?
Now, we think that the military junta is just acting to reduce the international and then the internal pressure because they are currently suffering a lot. So especially in terms of external pressure, that includes ASEAN not inviting their military junta leaders, and also the French parliament, and then the EU parliament, and also the US Congress. They are now acknowledging and recognizing National Unity Government. So these are a lot of external pressure suffering. And also in terms of internal pressure, the people resistance movement is now gaining a huge momentum, and then the military junta and its armed forces are suffering a lot. So that is why the junta like to play a little bit.
Why is the military government doing this?
They like to show they have a goodwill on the people, and the people around the world, and also in people including in the Myanmar, they are accusing military government for their crimes against humanity and also the war crimes. So for this situation, that the military junta like to show the international community that they are doing good things.
ASEAN has taken the unprecedented step of excluding the junta from its summit later this month. Does this go far enough?
I don't think so. It's just the beginning. So, you know, the ASEAN foreign minister, they made a very difficult decision not to invite the leader of the military junta for the upcoming ASEAN summit. So that shows the ASEAN leaders are frustrating with the Myanmar military leaders for their disrespectful towards the ASEAN effort to resolve the crisis in Myanmar. That military junta, the leaders already agree for this five-point resolution because he attended the ASEAN leader summit in April, and then he already agreed on the five-point resolution. But now he didn't pay respect to the resolution and ASEAN effort.
Has ASEAN reached out to the National Unity Government?
There are several communication and discussion between the ASEAN and the National Unity Government. But for the moment, all these communication are just an informal stage because due to the ASEAN, you know, ASEAN has a non-interference principle. So that limits a lot on the ASEAN effort to resolve the situation in Myanmar.
So what role can Australia play here?
Yeah, for Australian government, the leaders need to ask a question to ASEAN leaders. That is whether ASEAN has a strong ability to resolve the Myanmar crisis. Because ASEAN has a lot of internal issues. For example, its non-interference principle, and then the ASEAN commitment to promote democracy, rules of law, constitution, and government. So this principle and other values are competing each other, especially for the Myanmar crisis. So there is a question of whether ASEAN has an effective mechanism to resolve the Myanmar crisis. The second thing is, as our Australian government and then Australia has a greater roles in the region because of Australia is a member of the AUKUS group and also actively participate in the Quad's movement. So US, United Kingdom and Australia now, they are playing the greater roles as part of the United States Indo-Pacific strategy. So Australian government need to play not only the multilateral approach through ASEAN But also Australian government need to consider the bilateral approach and working together with national unity government to resolve the situation in Myanmar.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Tung Aung Swee is a representative for Myanmar's exiled government, the National Unity Government. This is RN Drive.